I'm Doug Horn, the Crops and Soils Agent for Virginia Cooperative Extension. I'm based out of the Rockingham County office, but also serve Bath and Highland counties. Today, I'm going to talk about invasive plant species in pastures. A basic definition of an invasive species is a species that is not native to an ecosystem whose introduction does or is likely to cause economic harm, environmental harm, or harm to human health. Three of the species that have become problems in pastures are multiflora rose, autumn olive, and barberry. These plants were introduced for other uses but have adapted to the growing conditions in pastures and open fields. They crowd out the desirable vegetation and spread easily. The first step in controlling an invasive species is to properly identify the plant and determine its stage of growth. Next, you need to develop a control strategy. Not all methods of control are effective for all species. Small, isolated populations may be controlled by mechanical removal, such as digging, cutting, or mowing. For a larger number of plants over a greater area, treating with an herbicide may be the best option for control. Herbicides can be applied to cut stumps, as a basal bark treatment, or as a foliar spray. The size of the plant and the time of year may influence the best technique for application. Foliar sprays should be applied after the leaves have fully expanded in the spring. Just prior to or at flowering is typically a good time for foliar applications. It is best to spray before the plants are hardened off from summer stresses of heat and drought. Basal bark and cut stump treatments require mixing an herbicide with an oil-based product for application. These treatments can be applied any time of year. Please consult the product labels for specific use directions. Many herbicides are effective for controlling multiflora rose. Metsulfuron or metsulfuron-containing products such as Cimarron Plus and Chaparral are very effective on multiflora rose. Other products labeled for multiflora rose include Surmount, Grazon Next, Pasture Guard, Remedy Ultra, and Crossbow. Please refer to the individual labels for grazing or haying restrictions. Products containing picloram or triclopyr are most effective on autumn olive. These include Surmount, Crossbow, Remedy Ultra, or a tank mix of Grazon Next plus Remedy Ultra. The metsulfuron products do not control autumn olive. Barberry control is best accomplished with products or tank mixes containing triclopyr. These include Remedy Ultra and Crossbow. Metsulfuron products may have some activity on barberry and could be mixed with Remedy Ultra. Spot treatment with foliar sprays should be applied to provide good coverage of all leaf surfaces, but not to the point of runoff. If you have two or more of these invasive species in the same field, make sure you choose an herbicide option that will be effective on both species. Full control of these invasive species may require repeat applications over several years. Monitor the effectiveness of individual treatments and scout for regrowth the following spring. Always read the label on each pesticide container before each use. Follow the printed instructions to the letter and heed all cautions and warnings. Also note any precautions about residues. Virginia Cooperative Extension does not endorse these products and does not intend to discriminate against other products which may be suitable. If you have questions about controlling invasive species, please call Doug Horn at 540-564-3080. You can also reach me by calling the Highland County Extension Office at 540-468-2225 or the Bath County Extension Office at 540-839-7261.